Metabolic and nutritional triggers associated with increased risk of liver complications in severe acute respiratory coronavirus 2 syndrome, SARS-CoV-2. Obesity, diabetes, cardiovascular, respiratory diseases, and other diseases with a pro-inflammatory background are some of the risk factors for negative outcomes in SARS-CoV-2, which can quickly induce severe respiratory failure in about 5% of cases. COVID-associated liver injury may occur during progression of SARS-CoV-2 in patients with or without pre-existing liver disease. Cirrhosis patients particularly may be vulnerable to SARS-CoV-2 if suffering with cirrhosis-associated immune dysfunction. In the present study, we have addressed nutritional status and nutritional interventions in severe SARS-CoV-2 liver patients. As guidelines for SARS-CoV-2 intensive care specifically are not yet available, strategies for management of sepsis and SARS are suggested in SARS-CoV-2. Early enteral nutrition should be started soon after admission to intensive care, preferably employing isoosmolar polymeric formula with initial protein content at 0.8 g per kilogram of body weight per day, progressively increasing up to 1.3 g per kilogram of body weight per day, and also enriched with fish oil at 0.1 to 0.2 g per kilogram per day. Monitoring is necessary to identify signs of intolerance, hemodynamic instability, and metabolic disorders. Transition to parenteral nutrition should not be delayed when energy and protein targets cannot be met via enteral nutrition. Nutrients including vitamins A, C, D, E, B6, B12, folic acid, zinc, selenium, omega-3 fatty acids have all shown beneficial effects upon immune function and modulation of inflammation. Cautious and monitored supplementation up to upper limits may be beneficial in management strategies for SARS-CoV-2 liver patients.